To Hit Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV Morning News team, weekdays 4 to 10.
Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel is joining us right now. Do you like to measure your walls, Brett? Because I know I like to measure my walls.
All the time. I mean, it's just something I do every day.
Exactly. All right. Nothing to see here in Washington today. Let's just move right along. The articles of impeachment were...
Next up in sports.
The articles of impeachment were announced today, and it looks like there's going to be a vote next week.
Yeah, they look... they just announced tonight that Thursday night, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, they're going to start marking up in the committee. That means the legislative work of actually putting it on paper. Mm-hmm. That can be a total nightmare as far as procedural stuff. You do not want to look at it. Don't even go to C-SPAN because it's just, you know, point of order, point of order, point of order. But eventually they're going to get there, and they're going to get two articles of impeachment as referenced today in this news conference. And then it will be voted on next week, and then likely along party lines and possibly with some moderate Democrats. The Democrats are hoping to only lose 5 or less. They could lose 10. They can only lose 17 in order for it to pass.
It's likely to pass, though.
Yeah, along party lines.
And then on to the Senate.
Yes.
And now there is a conversation today about whether there is stress between the White House and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in terms of the tenor of the trial, assuming that there's going to be one, and that the story goes that the White House wants to make it, you know, sort of a grand event.
In total, you know, TV style.
Right, in Trump fashion, right?
Yeah.
And then Mitch McConnell wants to maintain the decorum of the Senate. As I've noticed, I've seen a lot of decorum here. So
yeah.
Where does that land?
Well, it's really the biggest thing is the scheduling. The White House would like to move right after the House votes. They'd like to get the Senate started. But, of course, there's a holiday in between. And you know, senators are wont to get on those planes on Thursday. And I think what he's saying, McConnell's saying, is that the trial, first of all, the other thing that happened today was the House passing the new NAFTA, the USMCA, which is a big event. And the juxtaposition of the image of, you know, the Democrats doing articles of impeachment and then giving president the biggest bipartisan legislative win of the entire presidency was very quite something. But McConnell's going to take up that after the Senate trial. And it seems like McConnell would like to fast track with no witnesses and just go. And the White House would like to, you know, relish in the fact that Democrats are going to have to vote on, you know, whether to hear from Adam Schiff and whether to press for the whistleblower and all of that.
Well, then, wouldn't Democrats then ask for Mick Mulvaney and members of the administration?
They would, and that's where McConnell's, you know, probably right, in that all you need to get there is 3 Republican votes. And, I mean, I can count them on my hand. Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski could vote to hear from Mick Mulvaney or John Bolton or Mike Pompeo. If that happens and they have to testify under oath, you know, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, is the person in charge of the Senate trial. It's done by vote, but he makes the final call in a tie. You know, they could try. They could have to testify, which changes the whole fact pattern that Democrats have been, you know, operating on.
And if that would be enough, right? The largest legislative piece here, the redo of NAFTA, and we'll a little bit later on the program, we're going to talk about how that's going to impact Illinois farmers and Illinois businesses specifically.
It's significant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really significant. If this had been passed, I mean, the Republicans made the point today, in the beginning of the trade negotiations and kind of battle with China, it would have given us a lot more leverage in that.
Well, it does seem to my phone. You know, my Siri just went off here, Brett, and I don't understand why.
I thought you were cueing the orchestra. I wasn't done yet.
No, not yet.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, it was
thank
like
you. I'd like to thank my family.
You know, it's weird. She just listens to everything, Brett. It makes me very uncomfortable. All right, so that as if that weren't enough, you had two
right.
other kind of wild things happen in Washington today. First of all, the president hosted the Russian foreign minister today.
Yes.
At the White House, Lavrov.
Yep.
That seems like bad timing.
or in, you know, Trump world, it's about stirring the pot. Who knows, you know, the motivation of that. But, yeah, the image, you had all kinds of images today.
Yes, I would say so. And then the tweeting this morning, now listen, the IG report came out yesterday, and it basically said that the FBI was within its it with within the appropriate envelope to begin an investigation in 2016.
Yeah, it said that there was, in the initial launching of it, that there was no political bias in the findings of the IG. But the other huge story today is that the Attorney General came out, gave this unbelievable interview to Pete Williams with NBC News, where he essentially said the whole thing is wrong, and the IG didn't look at everything, and there were so many egregious errors that this is a trial of justice, that this whole thing is based on nothing, and just wait for John Durham, the prosecutor, to get to the real facts of the beginning of the investigation. I mean, there's so many parts happening. It's like three-dimensional chess here.
I know, but isn't it, but that is Barr's IG, right? I mean, he's the boss of that guy, technically.
So technically, the IG operates kind of as a check to that agency. You know, it falls under him, but he has autonomy. So you're going to hear from Michael Horowitz, the IG, tomorrow, and we'll take that hearing live.
And then one more thing. Then the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, comes out and says, you know, that he believes that the FBI has been cleared of wrongdoing here. And then the president tweets what I read to be pretty close to a threat to Ray's job by saying he's not reading the same report I am, and this guy is not able to fix the FBI if he believes all of that. And again, this is about the 10th biggest story of the day, but still a fairly sizable story. What do we make of that?
Yeah, well, I think that's going to come up in this hearing tomorrow, and Ray is, you know, defending the FBI, obviously, but to Barr's point, if you look into the meat of that IG report, there's a lot of there. I mean, there were egregious mistakes that all seem to go against President Trump, and, you know, at every level at the FBI. So when he gets to there's no political bias, Barr's point is he can't get there because he doesn't have access to all the people, that he can only talk to people that are in the government, and there are many people who left, all kinds of things. So I expect that to be in the hearing tomorrow. But the fact that the president tweets the way he does against somebody he put in that job, you know, we're always one tweet away from changing the show.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
Because... Oh, and then the Afghanistan story. The Washington Post, with years and years of subpoenaed documents that they finally get that say three administrations have been lying to us about Afghanistan for the past 18 years.
And that may be the most consequential thing. And you're starting to see, you know, there's a couple of different things. There's some art coming out about it. There's a movie coming out about that, and about the way that this... what we were overstating, according to this report, we were overstating our gains and importance in terms of battling, whether it was the Taliban or even Al-Qaeda at that point in Afghanistan. And we're basically doing not dissimilar things than what we were doing in that RAND report in Vietnam, which misrepresenting
making
numbers.
The equation with the Pentagon Papers. I mean, listen, I went to Afghanistan 13 times, and I always felt on the ground that the commanders were taking their talking points a little bit optimistically, because you looked around, and as we were trying to insert this government and get them up on their feet, I mean, they were in a completely different place as far as their ability to govern and their ability to fight the bad guys. And every time I went there, I left thinking, this is not going to go well.
No, now we're going to see that in black and white, right? Okay,
I think so.
Like I said, Brett, nothing to see here. I think you got nothing coming up on special report in about half an hour on the Fox
News.
There
you go.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it.
We'll see you, man.
All right, there he goes, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. Like I said, special report coming away at 5 o'clock. And as we always like to say, it's better to DVR that. It's like a, you know what you have to do? You have to look. It's like a fine wine. You open it up and you let it sit there before you pour it. Stay with us. This is your cocktail before your wine. That's the way I like to look at this program. Is it too on the nose? It probably is. All right, so just think about all those things. And that happened in one day. one day in the news cycle out of Washington. Pretty crazy stuff. All right, coming up, we're going to, in the 4 o'clock hour, this is the 4 o'clock hour, in the back half of the 4 o'clock hour, Alex Stone from ABC News is going to be here. Merriam-Webster's word of the year is, I have my own nominees for it. We'll find out if I'm right. And Adam Hoge gets us ready for the Bears versus the Packers. Sunday. Gigantic moment. Hallis Hall brimming today. What's actually going on? Are they preparing? There's very little. The window has gotten very slight in terms of their ability to make the playoffs. But there's still hope. As of this writing, there is still hope. Kim Gordon's got the WGN News right now for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.